Welcome back for the continuation of Bill Lamson's Tri-Cities hometown story. Where did the Lamson blue color originate from?
You know, as best I can remember, when I came out of college, of course, I had been working every summer for 6 summers there, so as well ingrained in the business. But I think it was at or about the time I graduated from college in 72 that my dad and I got our heads together and decided we wanted to have something a little unique for color. I mean, most of our cranes were red because that was Manitowoc's standard color, and that's the cranes we owned. And we thought we wanted to distinguish ourselves from the rest of the industry, so we decided blue was going to be our stock in trade, and that's been Pepsi Blue ever since.
To you, what have been the benefits of being headquartered out of the Tri-Cities?
You know, we get asked that question a lot. Some people say, well, you're up here and isolated up here in the Northwest. How do you get around the rest of the country? Well, in our industry, you're never really where the work is. I mean, we're all over. We operate in all 50 states. So there isn't a perfect spot. But when you talk about the things that are really good for us in our industry, we live here in a very dry climate. That's very good for our equipment, as opposed to the west side of the state where it rains a lot. The cost of living here is relatively low compared to the bigger cities like Seattle or San Francisco or cities of that nature. We have a tremendous workforce here, a lot of loyal people. We have families that are second, third generation, just like ours in the business. Beautiful highways, two railroads that serve the area, which we use a lot. Water navigation system, which is terrific for our heavy equipment getting down to the coast and out to the ocean as we need to. And a great spot to raise families. I mean, it's, you know, you got every outdoor recreational activity you can think of within an hour's drive or 2 hours drive of here or right here. The weather's excellent for what we do. Schools are good, so I think it's a great place to do business. We always say the Pacific Northwest is one of the best places in the world, and I think the Tri-Cities is the better part of the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, it's good to get your perspective on that.
Yeah.
So we'll wrap this up with our quick three. So I'm going to ask you three questions and just give me three answers.
Okay.
What's your favorite local restaurant?
I've always been partial to Cedars, in part because they're close, but I still think they have some of the best food.
What's your favorite vacation or getaway?
Well, my sister and I have a spot in Palm Desert that my parents left when they went away, and we spend a fair amount of time in Palm Desert. We enjoy the weather and the golf and just being down there, so that's probably the most popular spot we go to.
And then what's the best job you ever had, aside from what you do now?
Well, I used to like to work in the field a lot when I was younger, in the 20s when I was still, and 30s actually for that matter. When I was younger, I would get to the field. It was always fun to take on a project and, you know, organize it, plan it, do it, and ultimately get paid for it. That was back in the day when it was much easier to do work than it is today with all these regulations that we all put up with.
Bill Lamson, thank you for sharing your Tri-Cities hometown story.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA with host Rob Ellsworth. Brought to you by Retter & Company Sotheby's International Realty.